You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this September weekend is Claire Sando, the Director of Communications for the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Good morning, Emily.
And this weekend brings us lots and lots of very tasty, if not necessarily healthy, food.
Yes, this weekend is Bacon Fest on River Street. So you can go pig out on all the bacon that you can eat. You name it, it'll be wrapped in bacon or served with bacon. And it looks like there's even going to be chocolate-covered bacon available, served up by a lot of different local restaurants.
Oh, and nice. So it's like everybody's take on bacon food.
Pretty much. And on Friday night, there'll be the first Friday fireworks.
And then there's also a play that starts on Friday night.
That would be Big Love by the Collective Face Theater. And it's a reimagining of a Greek tragedy. Several women are running away from getting married. It opens on Friday night at Savannah State, and it runs through the 23rd, so you've got plenty of opportunities to go and see it.
Yes, lots of chances for that updated Greek tragedy. Now, there's lots of pigging out to be done at Bacon Fest, but there are also lots of ways to get like fit, healthy, fun on Saturday.
You can start at the Savannah Children's Museum with the Healthy Me Festival. They're bringing out a lot of their mobile museum programs that teach you how to live healthy. So it's a great place to bring the kids, sample healthy food. There's going to be yoga for the kids.
Nice, nice.
Which I'm not sure how you do yoga with kids.
Well, I would think it would, you know, help kids learn to settle.
Help your kids find their center. And there'll be other fun events like a veggie relay race. And let's just say this is not a day for couch potatoes.
Also, if you don't want to be a couch potato, there's a chance to get a run in on Saturday morning.
It's the Tunnel to Towers 5K. This is an annual event that commemorates the fallen first responders of 9/11. It starts and ends at Orleans Square. One of the interesting things about this race is that they get 343 children from our community, a lot of them are boy or girl scouts, to honor each of the 343 first responders that were killed on 9/11.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. And you mentioned that there's going to be yoga for kids at Healthy Me. There's also a little bit more adult yoga.
You can go over to the Starland Dairy and do yoga in a totally different venue at Namaste and have a beer.
Nice. Yoga and beer, always a nice combination.
An hour-long yoga class with Two Tides beer afterwards, and tacos from Bull Street Tacos.
Ooh, okay, wait, yoga beer and tacos.
And
okay.
Tacos.
All the things.
That starts at noon.
And then a little later in the afternoon on Saturday, you can take in some of Savannah's fabulous art.
Absolutely. Saturday is the Savannah Art Walk. You start at the Hyatt, and you tour a variety of participating art galleries in City Market, on River Street, on Broughton, and then end up at the DeSoto for an after party.
Excellent. And there's drinks involved in that one, right?
Of course. It's Savannah.
Yeah, you're walking around downtown Savannah. Of course you've got a drink in your hand. Claire Sando from the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.